There is so much to accomplish as a working mom, from your career and all the expectations placed on you for your role inside of your organization and day-to-day office life. Then you go home and you have a whole mound of expectations and priorities that are lining up, and you have to knock those suckers down. So today's episode is really recognizing the unnecessary expectations, tasks, or priorities that you might even be placing on yourself or someone else has placed on you that don't need to be there. So if you're ready for a little more time for yourself, this episode is for you. Let's get ready to knock off other people's expectations and really focus on living the life that we truly want. Buckle up, it's time to go. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. For decades, I have used a flat iron to straighten my hair and to get the ends to lay exactly how I want them to, rather than going all rogue and going in each and every different direction. So after I get out of the shower, my hair's wet and I'm blow drying my hair, I then take a little bit of time to flat iron my hair. And I have done this since I was back in high school, maybe college. But back then it was all the rage, right? Like this really stick straight hair and it going and falling just directly off your shoulders. It's like very Avril Lavigne back in the time. I've had a flat iron for decades, right? Okay, you get the picture. But what you don't know about me, if you've never seen a picture of me, is that I actually have very straight hair to begin with. And so one might be thinking, very odd that you would use a straightener when you have straight hair. I would have to agree with you after a little bit of reflection and, truth be told, having the opportunity to work for a company that was remote for a couple of years, I recognized that my hair looked pretty similar on Zoom, whether I was flat ironing my hair or if I was just getting out of the shower and blow drying it straight. And as I noticed myself on camera more and more, I'm like, why am I wasting my time flat ironing my hair? I know this sounds like a very stupid thing, right? You're probably judging me already and saying, okay, if you have straight hair, why would you even use a flat iron on your hair? But I am here today to use this example to share with you that there are many things that we do in our daily lives that are wastes of our time, are unnecessary expectations, tasks, or even priorities we place on ourselves when no one else puts this expectation on us, and it actually eats up more and more of our time. So most people, most working moms that I talk to, they want better schedules, they want better routines, and they want more time in their day for themselves. And if that sounds like you, I'm going to challenge you to start looking at your daily life and your time management from a different perspective. We need to not only look at what we're doing with our time and how much of our time is being spent in different activities, we also need to look at the underlying reasons as to why we're doing these things. And is it possible through creative brainstorming or even using something like ChatGPT if creativity is not your thing, maybe even bouncing it off of a friend who loves a little good brainstorm. We need to figure out creative ways that we could maybe carve out some more time for ourselves. And so I have to finish this story, right? As I'm looking at my hair on Zoom and I'm starting to question my sanity, first and foremost, but secondly, why on earth I am flat ironing my hair when I have straight hair and why I've done this for so many years. I will say, yes, it does make the ends kind of smooth and make sure they're all going in one direction, but I recognized an opportunity to save myself a little bit of time. Not to mention, save myself a little bit of room in my suitcase because I travel a lot for work. I don't need that flat iron everywhere I go anymore. When I was talking with my hairdresser about this and how, gosh, you know, the only reason really I use this flat iron is so that I can make sure the ends go exactly where I want them to be, she said, oh, I can fix that actually. With a flick of her wrist, she adjusted her hands and how she was cutting the ends of my hair so that it would lay kind of like feathered and it would lay exactly how I wanted it to without having to use a hot iron. I know this sounds very obvious to a lot of people, but also this is what's good about talking out loud and kind of communicating and speaking our thoughts out loud with another person is they could possibly help you come up with a solution that may be very obvious to everyone else in the world, but not yourself. And so a little accountability and responsibility of having the conversation may prove to be just what you needed in order to get a little bit more time back in your day or get a little bit more room in your suitcase so you don't have to worry about packing that flat iron. But I say this as I'm poking jabs at myself and I'm telling you a very obvious like aha moment that everybody else in the world would recognize and for whatever reason I did not. I think there's two key takeaways from this story. One, we do a lot of things that are unnecessary. We place the expectation of others, or perhaps they are expectations we put on ourselves that are unrealistic or even unnecessary. They don't make a positive influence on our lives. They're tasks that we say have to be done at a certain time because we might lose our mind if the dishes aren't all put away before we go to bed at night. And so while that actually is a task that I like to have completed as well, it's figuring out how to live in that gray zone so that we don't lose our mind when it doesn't happen just right or just the way that we have it pictured in our heads. So I challenge you to not only look at where you're spending your time day to day, but also why. Why are you spending your time doing these things? Could a minor substitute or a delegation or adding additional support give you a little bit more time back in your day? One change can make a big difference, right? And so in order to recognize these opportunities for change, I always like to, every once in a while, take a quick look. If you're in the business world, you're used to a budget or a forecast, perhaps for your dollars, where your revenue's coming in, where your expenses are going out. And it's good to always look at what the budget was compared to what you're actually spending. And maybe it's not in business that you've had this experience, but maybe it's in real life when it comes to your own finances. We set a budget. Did we meet that budget goal or did we blow the budget? Did we go buy that purse that we really wanted to get? And all of a sudden, our margins at the end of the day or what we're able to put into savings is not where we want it to be. We have to do those spot checks where we have a budget, we have a planning, and then we also check to see what is the reality and how are we using those dollars. The same is true with our time. So for my coaching clients, I like to encourage a little spot check as well. Without looking at your calendar, without looking at what the to-dos are or really investing time into a tracking methodology, sit down for 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes max, and write down what percentage of time you do on certain things. Getting yourself ready in the morning. What percentage of your time in the morning really comes from that? How about getting your kids ready? How about cooking meals? How about driving kids to and from different activities? Maybe you have one kid and you sit and you attend their practice and you're spending time at the practice cheering them on because they can't be left alone or because they are simply saying, hey mom, I want you to watch my practice, right? Adding up in your head a ballpark of how much time you're spending on different activities throughout the morning and evening. So not including time at work, but just getting a ballpark of how you feel your time is being spent. Once that's done, then I always encourage my coaching clients to spend a little bit of time digging into the actuals. So that's kind of like, in essence, our budget, what we think that we're going to be spending when it comes to time. Then there's the actual, what actually happened. And to really measure where time is being spent and look at percentages of your time in different areas, before we can ever get to the why, we have to know where we're spending our time. I love the app Toggle Track, T-O-G-G-L, track, like track and field. I love it because you can input what you're doing. It's easy to use. It's on your phone. We always have our phones with us anyways, rather than sitting down and working on a spreadsheet. Now, if you're a spreadsheet queen, awesome. Go for it. Because that is not my area of expertise, but I do love a good app who can help me kind of digitize some of my time and where I'm spending my time. I love that app. And I get no compensation. It's just my own personal perspective. Through this app or however you are measuring your time, maybe you're just using the notes section inside of your phone and really documenting, like, I spent this much time to this much time cooking dinner, buying the groceries, making dinner, cleaning up. And then you start lumping them into different categories. And you start seeing where your time is being spent. Once you have data from maybe just like 2 nights worth or 2 days worth of where you're spending your time and your personal time, it's so fascinating to compare that to the benchmark of what you thought before you ever looked at your calendar, what you were guesstimating where you were spending your time. I think it will really blow your mind to really look at almost budget versus actual, or generalization just off the top of your head versus actual, from spreadsheet, from documentation in your notes section, or from using an app like the Toggle Track, to really compare and say, wow, I didn't realize I was spending so much time doing XYZ. And maybe even you make a category for social media because your phone keeps track of how much time you're using different apps for. If you're like me, you get notifications on Sunday when you're sitting in church on how much time you have spent on your phone, and it breaks it down on social media, it breaks it down productivity apps versus phone calls or messaging, a really great resource as well. And so once you're looking at your almost budget versus actual where it comes to spending your time, then start digging into the why. Why am I spending so much time here? And have a conversation with your spouse. Have a conversation with a friend or a colleague or another working mom who can maybe start collaborating on, I don't know, I'm spending a ton of time in this area. I need some other resources to free me up, because 20 hours on dinners is a lot of time. And so maybe I could better use my time in a different way by batch cooking or batch prepping. Or maybe we do eat cereal for one night, or it's toast. My youngest is really into cinnamon toast from Costco. And that, like, literally he will eat 4 slices of toast for snack and still go at it for dinner. But I'm okay with that from time to time. There has to be gray. There has to be a little give and take. It's not always going to be perfect from my perspective. And so when I can cut out a little bit of time by using a shortcut, I might do that. I might need to do that for my own sanity. So as a quick little recap, what I'd love for you to do is just take a little bit of time guesstimating where you're spending your time, then do a budget versus actual and really track down how much time over the course of a couple different days, how much time you're really spending in the car, driving kids around, or on social media, or cooking that dinner. Then look for any gaps and surprises and have a conversation with somebody who can relate to you or who can support you or help you to come up with ideas for solutions on that. I think you'll really be surprised from 2 angles. One, there's enormous amount of expectations and priorities that we put on ourselves, like flat ironing my already straight hair, that may surprise you and show you where you could carve out some time to get more time for yourself. And the other end of that is I think that we all spend more time in different areas than we realize. So doing this more budget versus actual type of reporting allows us to see where that gap is as well, and where we might be able to work with a friend or our spouse to come up with creative solutions to get us more time back in our day. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.